praise God forever. Okay, just a short prayer, because that was a good prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, excuse me. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the opportunity to speak your word, Father God, because the power is in your word, Father God, not in me, but in your word, by the Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless everybody that's here, Father God, with listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father God, to drink in really what the Spirit is saying, Father God. He is the great teacher. Help me to speak what you want, and help me leave off what you want. And I appreciate it, Father God, and I love you and I appreciate you, and everybody here loves and appreciates you, Father. We are so thankful we are born again, Father God. It is fun living for you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I am speaking on being thankful. Starting with Luke 17, 12 through 18. It is an account of, this is not scripture, it is an account of Jesus walking through a village of, and there were 10 lepers seeing him from afar off. They yelled at him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And so as they went, they were healed. Okay. But one man came back and fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave thanks. Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Jesus seems to think that thankfulness is very important. It looks like that for sure. So it should be important to us. Hallelujah. Now, 76 times in the word thanks is in the Bible. I will be brief tonight, and Nona will give you 70 of them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Many times it says also, "I thank the Lord," or "I thank you, Lord, oh God." Okay, that's in the Psalms. A lot of them in the Psalms. Okay. But it's just it's all smothered through there. Okay. You know, we sing this song here, "Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." I love that song. Okay. But you know, we sing these songs over and over and over and over again, and the words are getting in our spirit like God wants them to. Okay. So we can remember to be thankful to God on that particular song and any other song. It just gets in our spirit. That's why I hate to ever miss praise. I just hate to miss praise. Don't you miss praise either. Okay. Our prime identity is someone who praises, thanks, and God. Our prime identity is someone who praises and thanks God. It is our identity. It came from the Hebrew word tada, T-A-D-A-H, mean giving thanks to God. Okay. Joyce Meyer said, things started to change in her life when she started thanking God. She was a very depressed woman. Of course, the whole world practically knows her now, but she was very depressed, had really no childhood, but what it was bad, okay? And then, I don't know, in her 20s or something, she just started thanking God, you know, how God helped her. And she says, things changed. Hallelujah. And we should thank God for all the people in our lives that are a blessing. I have multiple people that are blessings in my life. Okay. I have two ladies who were such a great blessing in a city that I came from, Enterprise, Alabama. Okay. One lady after church would take me to dinner and pay for it, praise God. And another lady, a real good friend, would cook dinner for me on Sunday after church. They must have loved me, I guess. Either that, I was thinking I looked really skinny. I mean, and I was skinny. In fact, pastor's mother, when I first married her, says, "You're too skinny." I mean, she didn't mince no word. "You're just too skinny." Okay. I love pastor's mom. I love her. I miss her. I really do. Okay. Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. God likes thankfulness first. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. I love that scripture. Okay, I love all of them. Okay. Now consider Paul of the New Testament. Paul of the New Testament. He had learned the meaning of thanksgiving, even in the midst of adversity. That man had adversity. Oh, brother. Okay, I forgot to put that down. Anyways, he said in Ephesians 5:20, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus. I love that scripture. Oh, forget it. Forgive me. I just love scripture. Sorry, I'm moving right along. Trust me, I'm moving. Okay. Being thankful helps you get closer to God by recognizing all the blessings in your life, and it makes it easier to focus on the positive, which lately I'm screwed up somewhere, but I'm getting better. Okay. Thankfulness provides a solid foundation on which to build our prayer life. It is much easier to communicate freely with God when you have a grateful attitude. That's true. If you keep your mind occupied with thanksgiving, you are less likely to fall into the hurtful patterns of worrying, complaining, fault-finding. Okay, when you practice thankfulness consistently, negative thought patterns gradually grow weaker and weaker and weaker. That's good news. That is good news. I have not arrived. Okay. Hebrews 13:15. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Notice the fruit of our lips, not our feelings, just our acknowledgement of him and his goodness to us. Okay, we go a lot by feelings, which can't do that. Okay, Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. I love that. Oh, okay. Don't go back there again. Okay, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. 95:2, Psalms. Then there's Psalms 116:17. I will offer to you, God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's when you just can't or just don't feel like it, or you know what I mean, So, and so pastor tells on himself, and I like that. No. So I'm going to tell on myself. Okay. This is when I did not offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I'm outside and I'm getting a pebble on the ground to put in the potting soil or something, you know what I mean? And I'm on the ground with my hands on the ground. Nothing was flying around me, okay? And all of a sudden, my fingers start hurting. I mean, y'all, bad. I mean, badder than bad, okay? And nothing was flying around me, and I thought, I got bit by a weird spider, and I'm going to die. You know how this Satan immediately paints the picture. I'm going to die right off the cut. Okay. What it was, and I ran in the house. I wasn't giving a Thanksgiving, dear y'all. Of course, I know you all would, but anyways. And I'm screaming and screaming and screaming and yelling, and Ish immediately. This is Ish's immediately. Comes to my rescue with the rubbing alcohol. That man uses rubbing alcohol for everything. And a lot of times it works. Okay. But what it was a hornet or something. And it was that real soft little, and my little, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. It was bad. Y'all, it was bad. Seriously. Okay. Psalms 50:23. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors God. Well, I didn't. That's okay. Y'all do it, okay? Y'all do it. And this is just one of my favorite scriptures, 107. Four times it says in Psalms 107, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. And he says it again, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. And I'm probably, God was probably thinking the same thing. Okay. Okay, Matthew 15:34 says, Jesus gave thanks and then he broke the loaves and the fish, okay? And if you'll notice all through them, the four Gospels, he's always giving thanks to the Father, always giving thanks to the Father, always giving thanks to the Father. A grateful heart opens the way for you to draw nearer to God. Most of the time when I start thanking God for all his blessings and goodness and mercy and grace, I feel his presence. I feel his presence. That thanksgiving. Okay, 1 Thessalonians, we all know this one. This is a really good one. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 Amplified, classic. Three times in one little verse, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. You are in his will when you really constantly, consistently thank him. You are in the will of God when you thank him. Okay. I remember reading this in Kenneth Copeland's little middle magazine that he sends me. Okay. And he was telling about he had messed up his back bad, y'all. I mean, bad. Okay. And he was in pain day and night and day and night and day and night. He could hardly get any sleep. Okay. He started thanking God for everything he could think of. I mean, everything. Hot and cold running water. Oh, I got a roof over my head, clothes. I mean, you know, just everything. And even every blade of grass in his lawn. That man. But he started noticing something. He wasn't hurting near as much. So when he wasn't sleeping, which he got very little of sleep because of the pain, he would start thanking God. And again, that pain would leave him. That is good news, y'all. That is good news. God really honors that. Okay, I'm just going to insert this little teeny thing in here. It's a little teeny. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:1-2. In the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, disobedient to parents, and a lot of other things I just didn't add. And then it comes to this word, unthankful. And I found this little note in my Bible. Unthankfulness makes times perilous. When men do not fear God, they will not regard man. They resist the truth, and they get caught up in deception. And I just want to say this one little tiny thing. We are seeing ungratefulness on a wide scale in the colleges. Are they thankful that their parents had enough money to send them to school? Obviously not. To get a good education, it just breaks my heart. I was going to say it just breaks my heart. And these kids in college have been educated beyond their intelligence. I thought that was good. I thought I'd get a clap for that, but I said that to somebody else the other day. Nothing. Okay, I thought it was funny myself. Ish, I didn't get nothing on that one. Okay. So what I'm saying is don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Okay. Okay, now, we send pastors messages to Spirit Network Radio. The recordings air on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. People from all over the world and USA, of course, can pick up the broadcast. Okay. But they can pick up the broadcast by computer and satellite. And the reason why I'm giving these, just a few of them that come, the response came back to us, is they were like the leper. They had to give thanks. They wanted to give thanks. Okay. Here are the few responses. Okay. One of them said, "This." I'll read the person's name. I am a regular listening on Roku. My family is always listening together. We are always listening together and enjoy your strong messages. Thank you. That's from Lauren Thompson. Okay. Here's another one. Dear Pastor Edmonds, I have listened to this station for a long time, but I have settled on your program as one I never miss because you teach me so much about God's role in our lives. And they said, thank you. And that is from Rita Barzan from Belgium. Okay. Praise God forever. Now, a lot of times they don't say where they're from. This person's next name, I know they're from another country. I can't pronounce it. Okay. She says, I have been shown by my niece how to listen to you on my phone. This is amazing. Probably an older lady, something like me. Okay. I can take your program now with me, and this is going to be a good blessing. Thank you. From Abdulia Rivera. I don't know where she's from. Okay. This is another one. I always take time to listen to you, and you help me to know more about the Lord. Thank you, Anna Hernandez from Mexico. Okay. Dear Pastor Edmonds, the message you brought today was so directed at me. I mean, see what I... She just had to say something. That was just for me. That's from Leslie Wallace. Okay, here's another one. I have the habit of tuning on this channel first thing in the morning, and I've grown very fond of your program. Thank you, big letters, thank you for this outreach. Maggie Kirkland. Okay, here's one more. Okay, the Spirit moves within me when I listen to your program. This is a blessing I need in my life, and that's from Pat Chambers from Canada. Okay. Your program is one of the many things I am thankful for. You give me a great lesson every week, and I take notes and study the points that you have made. If we don't hear it, somebody is, Pastor. Okay. The Spirit is strong in your ministry. She's bless you. That's from Sandra Capps from New Jersey. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay. Here's another one. Thank you. First words, thank you for your fine message today. I am growing in my Christian life with your work and the true word of God. This is from Margaret Boyo from Kenya. Hallelujah. And this is my last one. Okay. This one I really love because she did it in real big letters, y'all. The very first word, gratefulness. She couldn't help it. She typed that, gratefulness. Thank you. That's a great soul-centered teaching. And that's from Andre Dresik from Hungary. Praise God forever. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, thanksgiving should be a distinctive trait in a believer's life. So make thankfulness your lifestyle, as natural as breathing. Okay. Benefits of being thankful. I wrote them down. I put gratitude. Gratitude glorifies God. Gratitude puts us squarely in God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, squarely in God's will. Gratitude brings peace. Gratitude brings contentment. Gratitude deepens our faith. Gratitude leads to joy. Gratitude keeps us humble. Okay. Now, okay. I'm closing or whatever. Okay. Turn your situation around by being thankful consistently. One more little thing, ways to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. One, count your blessings. Ain't that simple? So simple. Count your blessings. And you know the song, name them one by one. Look and see what God has done. Okay. Second is reflect on how God redeemed you from the troubles in the past. Reflect on that. Okay. Number three, spend time reading books in line with the Word about eternity, about heaven. And there's a lot of books on heaven, a lot of books on eternity. And just open up your Bible. And that is ways to cultivate your attitude of gratitude. And I am thankful for God Almighty forever. In Jesus' name, goodbye.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.